First off, I want to thank Coach Bradley and his family, Michaela, for all the hard work and effort they've done, not only inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization, but in our community too. You know, their philanthropic work has been second to none, and they've done a great job. And I know Jacksonville will sorely miss them. You know, as far as the process here, I think it became regrettably clear towards the end of last week. Shad and I had many discussions from we were in Dallas for the labor seminar meetings and the owners meetings and throughout towards the end of the week, and realized this was the direction that we were going to have to go. And after we decided that, we decided that after the game on Sunday that we were going to relieve Coach Bradley of his duties, regrettably. Gus is a great man, great person, great family man, and unfortunately it didn't work out for him at this time. In the short term here, Coach Marone will be our interim head coach for the next 2 weeks, and we look forward to working with Coach Marone and seeing what he has to offer, and I think good things will be ahead for the Jaguars. With that being said, I'll open up.
Hey, Dave. How fortunate are you that you weren't a part of this upheaval the last couple of days?
Well, you know, I don't feel fortunate at all. When you only won 2 games throughout a season, you know, Gus is not the only man to blame here. We've had a lot of, you know, when you find yourself in an organization where we are right now, there's a lot of blame to go around, including myself. And talking with Shad, I know that we've talked about at length about what we need to do to correct this. And I think looking at this and looking at all facets of our organization, from the football department to our scouting department to our coaching staff, I believe we're going to fix anything that's been wrong.
I just want to be clear. So you guys had the decision in place before the game on Sunday?
Yeah.
So was there any thought to wait until the last – till the end of the regular season or just
– No. You know, you guys know Gus and I had a unique relationship, and it was built on trust and support. And once we made that decision, I couldn't lie to him, and I respect him too much. And now that we're going to start a process of hiring a new head coach, it wasn't fair to him or his family to have him here in the building.
Was Shad the one who told him, or did that fall to you?
I told him. I told him after the game, and Shad followed up, and I know they're going to meet in person here shortly.
Why, regardless of the outcome, he was going to get fired Monday, regardless, even if he won?
Yeah, correct.
Why now?
Well, because he was going to get fired on Monday, even if he won. But we need to start the process for our new head coach.
What does that process include, Dave? What are you looking for? What do you want in
Well, we want a guy that can bring a winning culture to this team, and we need somebody that can develop our young players, obviously. But I think there's no we have our list of priorities of what we're looking for. I think we'll keep that internal for now. But I think for a guy to come in here and really set this culture in terms of us playing winning football, and I think we've lost 8, 9, 10 games by a touchdown or less here. Those are very winnable games for us, and it could be a quick turnaround here. You know, I don't want to get into why it didn't work. I think I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of discussions with Gus, with our coaches, with our personnel staff. And like I said, it's not just Gus's fault. There's a lot of blame to go around, and including myself, and I'll say that again. I don't know. You know, that Gus gave everything he had, and I think it just didn't work out for him.
Dave, will the new head coach have a mandate that Blake has to be his quarterback in 2017?
Well, I think there won't be any mandates for anybody that comes in. And I think, you know, there's no untouchables in this organization, including myself and any player, no matter how they got here or whether it was through a draft pick or a high-priced contract. I think my vision of looking at this team is that this is going into our first year. And, you know, we got to correct this and make sure that this is – regardless of how people got here, that they have to live up to their abilities.
You said 4 years ago that you wanted to hire a
Hold on 1 second. And with that being said, I do still believe in Blake very, very much. So, the head coach will have a lot of input as to who the quarterback would be.
I'm sorry. You said 4 years ago you wanted to hire a partner to help you build this franchise.
Is there any place besides the on-the-field results where that partnership failed? And has your criteria regarding that changed at all moving forward for the next head coach?
No, I do believe that Gus and I had a great partnership. I think, you know, not only do I consider him a great partner, but a great friend. And hopefully that can continue throughout our lives together. But I think you have to have a partnership, and you have to be tied at the hip to make this work and have a common vision. And if you have those things, I think you've got a fighting chance to have a good, successful franchise for a long period of time.
Dave, what's your message to fans who have suffered through perhaps one of the worst four-year stretches in the history of the
NFL? Yeah, it's been tough. I give them a lot of credit because they have been incredibly patient, and they have been incredibly supportive, at least to me and to the players and to our coaching staff. But Shad has he has selected me to find a new head coach here to make sure that this never happens for the Jacksonville Jaguars again.
Dave, quick question on this, because you made the decision now. I know you said why now, but, you know, after October 27th in the national game against Tennessee, I mean, there was a lot of talk about that at that point. You let Greg go at that point. What kept you from making that decision then?
It didn't even cross our mind at that time. Our sole decision was, or our sole focus was, to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And I didn't know about the talk. I mean, you know, talk is what it is. It's not coming from inside this organization. Gus was our head coach, and we were doing everything to support him to make sure that we could maybe get on a run and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know exactly what our record was at the time, 2-4, maybe. But the season wasn't out of touch considering our division and what maybe the winning our division was going to be. If you got to enroll and won 3 or 4 games, you know, you're right there.
What's the appetite to trade a pick for a coach?
You know, I think it's something that we'd have to look at, but I don't, you know, you have to find a coach that's a right fit and somebody that would, A, be willing to come, and B, that we'd be willing to trade for. That's not an easy match. I don't think we have a time limit on it. I know, looking back, when we hired Gus, I think we were either the last or the second last team to fill that role. It puts you a little bit behind the eight ball because of trying to find a staff and fill a staff. The sooner the better, but we're not going to rush it by any means. We're going to find the right coach and somebody that can take us to the playoffs and beyond.
Dave, do you feel any obligation to get in front of the team and talk to the team this, and have you talked to any of the players since then?
I've talked to a few of the players since we relieved Coach Bradley. I had no sense to talk to the team beforehand, and I'll address them on tomorrow before Coach Marone takes over.
Dave, when were you given reassurance that you were going to be part of the coaching search, and did you have to sell Shad on anything? Did you guys have to have a meeting?
No, Shad has been he's made it very clear he expects big things from me and his coaching search, and me and our staff throughout free agency and the draft, to have a great off season, and then have a better season come 2017. So I didn't have to sell him or anything, but we have constant conversation about, hey, and I'll be the first to admit where I've made mistakes, and I've laid it out to Shad of different places where I failed Gus, and probably some where you guys don't even know about, but and some obviously that you do, but no, there was no selling. But, you know, Shad just said, hey, I expect big things, and that's what we're here to do, is deliver.
Dave, with regard to Bortles, you said you still believe he could be your guy over here, right?
Yeah.
As you're looking for the next coach, are you looking for somebody who shares the same opinion of Bortles, or are you looking for somebody to bring a different kind of perspective with regard to where he is?
Well, I would encourage a different kind of perspective. I want the right perspective, you know, and I know we're very close to him, and we have we hold him in high regard in terms of what we think his capabilities are. I think I still believe he has a very high ceiling, but I want to be realistic about it too. And I think a new head coach can bring a different perspective as to what he believes, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's somewhere in the middle, and that when you sit down and you evaluate all of his throws and you evaluate all of his plays, and I know I've done that with some of you guys in here, that Blake, yeah, he does have to play better, but we also have to play better around him too.
Have you had an extensive discussion yet with Doug about Blake, and you referred to the to the adjective untouchables earlier, any chance that Blake will take a seat for these last two games? Would you be open to that and give Allen a chance?
I'll say this. I've never made a mandate of anybody has to play or not have to play with Gus, and I always feel it's a coach's responsibility to play who he feels like should be give us the best chance to win. And that's with everybody. I still believe Blake gives us the best chance to win on Sunday. I know he's fighting through a lot of different things from a health standpoint, but he's committed and he's been in here first thing in the morning today, ready to prepare for the Tennessee Titans. I've talked briefly with Coach Marone. Obviously, he's been in the building for the last 2 years, but I know he believes in him too, so we'll see where it goes.
Did LA's decision last week to fire Fisher hasten your guys' decision at all?
Well, there are some dynamics that, you know, once the ball started rolling that, you know, we don't want to be left behind. So I think it started our conversation, mine and Shad's conversation about it. And then at the end of the day, I think when we made the decision, we felt like we had to do it.
Dave, how difficult a decision was it to talk to Gus and tell him he was fired?
It was tough.
And can you tell me why?
Well, he's a great person, and you know, you don't like to have to relieve anybody of their duties, especially a good friend.
What are you going to take from his tenure?
That we're fortunate, you know, we're fortunate to have this job and this opportunity, and a great city and a great organization with a great owner, and I think that the ability to support each other is critical.
Dave, making this move now, what will you be able to do the next 13 days that you wouldn't have been able to do if you'd have waited?
Well, we can start the interview process. You know, there's coaches at different levels, different areas that we can start interviewing as soon as tomorrow.
Where is previous NFL head coaching experience on your list of priorities for the next guy? I know you said you didn't really want to go into all that, but is that something that you're placing a high priority on?
I don't want to say it's a high priority, but I'd say it would be something that would be helpful for a coach. I don't want to avoid a candidate because he doesn't have it, because you can be overlooking a great future head coach. But experience is critical, and you even look with players, and our players I know are young, but they may be lacking experience in certain areas, and I think experience is invaluable.
Is there any chance the interim tech could be removed from Doug at some point, or is it a clear decision to go outside the organization?
No, it's not. Doug will be a candidate, and like I said, it'll be a wide casting net, but we'll narrow it down as time goes, but he'll be a candidate regardless of what happens in the next 2 weeks.
This year we've had a number of players say that they'd have bet their whole salary that it wouldn't turn out the way that it has. Are you kind of as confounded as they are, not even by this year, but also last year when your quarterback set all sorts of franchise records and you're only 5-11?
Yeah, it seems like we can't get both phases to play at the same level in the same year. You know, last year we had a great offensive year, but defensively we struggled. This year I think we were top five defense going into yesterday. I don't know what we finished after yesterday, but which is incredible considering where we were and all the new pieces we put in place. Coach Walsh has done a tremendous job with that defense. And so if our offense would have kind of stayed status quo or even got a little bit better, I think the results would have been different considering how many close games we've lost.
Dave, off the field, you mentioned Gus's philanthropic work at your beginning comment. Losing him, what does the organization lose and how do you make that up, the off-the-field stuff?
Well, you know, I think we all have to pitch in, and you know, Gus always said, "Let's connect with the following." I don't think that's going to leave us, and you know, myself included. And it's important to be part of the community. I think majority of NFL coaches or aspiring NFL coaches realize it's part of the job requirement.
Dave, will you give consideration to someone in the college ranks?
Yes.
Tom Coughlin's available to interview now. Is he somebody you're interested in talking to?
Tom would be somebody we'd be interested in talking to.
What if you've probably have run into him around town? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like he has the energy level to return the coaching?
Yeah, Tom's a great man and great person, and we'll see where it goes. There'll be a lot of guys we'll be interested in talking to.
Well, how valuable is that when you can talk to a guy who's won two Super Bowls and done amazing other things in his career?
Very much. I mean, he's got so much experience on myself or any coach that we have in this building, and he's a great individual. So I think you can always learn from people, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. There's always a quest for knowledge.
In your opinion, is Todd Walsh done enough to deserve consideration to remain on staff, depending on no matter who the coach comes in? Or
I think, you know, and same with players. I would never force a player on a coach. I would never force a coach on a coach. I think the head coach we hire is going to have autonomy over that. And, you know, I'll give my recommendations, and it'll be the decision to keep him or not. But and I think if you have a guy that just finished top five in the league on defense with a lot of young players, I think I'd be shocked if somebody didn't consider him.
Dave, are you open right up here, center? What? Are you open for if Tom Coughlin were to come in the building in some capacity? That's been rumored around a little bit. And secondly, how soon do you have to dwindle that list to feel comfortable that you can go get your guy?
First question, I'm comfortable with whatever is right for the organization. You know, whatever Shad and Mark and myself feel helps us to get to that next level, I'm more than comfortable with. It's not about me. It's not about one person. It's about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the city of Jacksonville and putting together a Super Bowl contending team. As far as whittling the list, I think that process has begun. I don't want to get too involved in the names and different names. I know you guys were curious about the few key ones, but I think we'll have it narrowed down here. I'm going to go down and meet with Shad Wednesday, and we'll start, you know, putting our heads together.
Outside of yourself, who else is going to help make the decision on the next head coach?
It'll be Shad, it'll be Mark, it'll be myself, and Tony, obviously, and maybe select personnel staff.
Dave, outside of, I guess, Blake Bortles' struggles here, what do you think was the biggest reason this season went south the way it did? I mean, what was maybe the biggest mistake that either you or Gus made going into this season that contributed to that?
I think probably just the idea that our offense was just automatically going to take the next step. I think it was probably just we counted on that, and then looking back and maybe – and then we started to get some injuries and stuff like that, and then struggled a little bit, lost some early games close, and I think guys just started pressing and snowballed. But it just seems like every game – I mean, I think we fumbled 4 punt returns in 4 straight games. I mean, you can't do that in the NFL and win football games. And another game we had X amount of penalties. So it was always something different from week to week. And obviously the turnover ratio, it's the one stat that's tried and true, and we lead the league in it. You lead the league in turnover ratio, you're not going to win very many games.
I know that Gus has a different process or different way he goes about things, talking about the process and maybe not stressing wins and losses as much. Is that something that can work in the league, or is it something that didn't work here just because it was a young team? How does that mesh?
Well, you have to have a process, and I think there's many ways to win and win, and I think the way Gus did it has been done before, and there's been great success, and Gus has put his own spins on different ways of doing things. So I would say, his way can work, and it didn't here, and maybe it wasn't the right time for our players and the type of players that I provided them with, and it's a shame.
Dave, 2 questions. First one, second in the league in penalties, first in penalty yards. Do you think a more disciplined approach needs to be added to this team?
Well, let's not mistake Gus is not disciplining either. You know, he had a different way of doing things, and although it may not have been in front of you guys or in front of the teammate, there was discipline that was involved here. And it's different from team to team and different way of doing things. But I think maybe a different voice, maybe somebody else with a different way of approaching it might help.
Second thing is, how attractive is this job compared to 2013 and compared to some of the other openings around the league that may materialize?
Well, I've gotten numerous phone calls today, so as opposed to 2013 where I was cold calling, you know. So I think that was probably one. But I think it's going to be an attractive job, and for some of the issues or some of the things that we stated earlier with the young defense having a top 5 defense in the league, and then, you know, some young players on offense, and we got to get our skill position players to play more consistently, and I think they will. Back to the Blake thing, you know, we also lead the league in drops. You know, some of our skill position players, we've had some injuries at running back, and I think our offensive line has taken a step in the right direction this year too. We've had a little bit of a revolving door at left guard, but it's going to make for a heck of a competition next training camp, because we got four or five guys there at left guard that have stepped in there and done a nice job.
Dave, you said that it's about the organization, it's not about you. Could you see yourself hiring a candidate that you may not have been comfortable with in the interview process, but others were?
Yeah, I did that with Gus. You know, not that I wasn't comfortable with him, but I had no prior experience with Gus. I had no prior, you know, relationship with him. So, yeah, that's what's right for the organization, and that's the way I've always been.
Along that point, Dave, how important is your personal network with the guys you have worked with through your career in terms of cross-checking some of these candidates, and how much will you rely on those guys who you know have trust with to give you other input on some of these candidates?
Well, it's important. You want to find out as much about a person as you can and where they've been and how they've treated people, how they've acted. And I think the biggest thing is you got to understand that a lot of it's secondhand information too. So you got to sit down with the person and spend a lot of time not be impetuous with the decision and really kind of get to know the person before you make that decision. And then you got to rely on your own instincts and when you select them.